It was a three-piece that consisted of Del Palmer on bass, Brian Bath on guitar, and Vic Smith, who was our drummer. Yes, we did clubs and pubs in the London area, but this only was 3 months, no longer than that. It was just the experience I wanted at that point. I was looking for things that would take me further into where I wanted to go, which was the music business, and I'd been training as a dancer, and this felt like the perfect stage, really, to go into a live situation. I think it was probably the least experimental of all the albums. I'd written, say, 200 songs, from which we chose the 13 songs that went on there, and it was recorded very quickly. There was very little experimentation. It was something that had a lot of forethought gone into it. The last album you do is quite often your favourite one, because that's the one you put the most energy into recently. But I think the fourth album held some very precious moments for me, so I'd say that one for now. I don't know what influences you between one and the other, except your life, really. You change with the environment, and my environment did change between the last album and this one. I moved out of the city and into the country, and I think those two energies are very apparent on both albums. The fourth album is very much an oppressed city atmosphere album, and this one that's just released is very much a freer, elemental album. I was getting fed up with being in London. Yeah, I don't know about a real need, but I think it's a very good thing for me. I'm glad I did. It certainly helped me relax as a person. No, I don't think you could say it drains your creative energies, because if anything, and I'm sure a lot of people would agree with me, the sense of oppression and energy that you can get from cities can be very, very productive to writing songs. But I found I was getting too many distractions that were stopping me having the time to concentrate on my writing. So rather than it being productive, it was getting in the way. But certainly when I look out my window and there's trees and fields, I feel a lot happier than the concrete blocks out there.